another edition of What's on Your Mind. We want to know so bad, it's the name of the show. That's right, right there. Right there, the name of the show, What's on Your Mind. So
what kind of a show is this? It's What's on Your Mind.
The kind of show where you tell us what's on your mind. Yeah, and you don't really have to think about it. I just, you know, that way, you know, it isn't like it's real complicated. What's on your mind? Boom. I could tell you. Right now, I could tell you that quick. So let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell is here. Hello, Todd, and good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
That was awfully formal.
Good morning, good Mr. morning, Hennon. Scott. No, that's formal.
That's really formal.
Good morning, yeah. Senor Hennon.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Scotty, beam me up. I don't know. What am I supposed to say?
There you go. Exactly right. Scotty, I like that.
Yeah. Scotty. When's the last time you were called Scotty by somebody? Were you called Scotty when you were a little kid?
Yeah, once in a while my folks would call me Scotty. Yeah. And then Ellen Ratner is a longtime friend of mine. She's this very interesting character from Ohio originally, but has been in Washington, D.C. a lot of years. And I was broadcasting from the U.S. Capitol way back like in 1995 and brought along some North Dakota chippers. And Ellen was covering the Capitol, and she went crazy for the chippers and sparked a friendship. And she was on the air with me for a lot of years when she used to do a little report from the left, very liberal. Anyway, she would always call me Scotty. She just, you know, whenever she disagreed, Scotty, 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 and the listeners would always be critical of Ellen, saying that she was using it in a derogatory way. Oh, you're just doing that to diminish his arguments. But I was like, well, it's my name, so it's not. I don't mind nicknames. Do you have a nickname, Todd? And why do you?
Well, growing up, it was always Toddy. It was always Toddy.
Was it Toddy?
You know? Oh God. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, I was,
the
I was
other thing, too,
the,
is that whenever somebody got my name wrong, could be a relative, could be somebody I didn't even really know, whenever they got my name wrong, it was always Scott.
I see.
Anytime they didn't call
Todd,
me Todd,
Scott,
that was, yep, maybe I should have been called Scott. I don't know. Too late now. We already have one. It's
a
you.
Tongue twister. Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. Well, I was around the University of North Dakota hockey team for a lot of years as a public address announcer. You can't be around a hockey team and not have a nickname. That just sort of comes with it. So
sure.
I was Henny originally because there's always an E on the end on a lot of the names. Then I was Henno. Then I was HD for Hen Dog. You know, Hen Dog, and then they shortened that up to HD. So
the Henninator.
I've had many nicknames. Everybody has nicknames when you're around a hockey team. Guest today on the program we call What's on Your Mind will be the State Fair Manager. We're going to talk about this year's lineup of the Grandstand Entertainment. Phil Parker and I were talking about the food lineup. I'm as interested in that as who'll be on stage, to tell you the truth. You always have that fun little fair contest up there with the food. And we have a debate next hour on whether or not we ought to raise the minimum wage or whether it will cost jobs for people it's supposed to help. Two sides of that issue are going to face off, and then you're going to get a chance to weigh in on that. Here is what is on my mind. I believe it is the most newsy thing of the day. 6:16 this morning, I received a press release from the office of Senator Heidi Heitkamp, and a similar release went out from the offices of Senator Mary Landrieu, Senator Mark Begich, Senator Mark Warner, Senator Angus King, and Senator Joe Manchin. Now, can anybody tell me the significance of that particular group of senators? What do they have in common? Senator Heitkamp, Senator Landrieu, Senator Manchin, Senator Begich especially. Less so Senator Warner or Senator King. Exactly. You need to answer that question for me. What do these senators have in common? And I'll add to the questions while we wait for your answers here at 800-228-0550. This is your civics class today. Don't be like the college kids who could not name one United States senator.
You believe that? Ladies and gentlemen, you think that somebody would have heard a name on the news? Couldn't necessarily tell you whether they're Republican or Democrat, liberal, conservative, whatever, but you'd think somebody would have gotten a name someplace.
American University, man on the street, they went out there and said, can you name a U.S. senator? I'm in politics class. I should notice. They didn't. They couldn't name one U.S. senator. I kid you not. Anyway, here's the headline of the press release. Senate Democrats propose ideas to make the Affordable Care Act work better. Initiative would expand access, increase affordability, and improve flexibility for workers and business.
I thought it was already so. Good. Wasn't that what they were saying?
Well, some of these folks voted for it.
Right.
They have some explaining to do. Mary Landrieu would be one. I think Mark Begich would be another. Mike in Mandan has an answer for us about the significance of this group of senators. Hello, Mike. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I think what you're trying to get around to is they all either supported or voted for Obamacare. And now they want to fix it. Better we get rid of it.
That's correct. And what also is correct is they are from states that are vulnerable for Democrats this go around because of Obamacare, right? So they're from generally from red states. I don't know about Maine. Maine's the only one I don't know.
These people are so predictable, but we knew this was going to come down the pipe when all the complaints about Obamacare, the delays, the mandates, keep putting them off. You know, this is the only way they can save their political hides is to go back to the American people and say, well, you know, we don't support it. This ain't what we voted for, so we're going to try to fix it. So it's just a campaign play, as far as I'm concerned.
Should we care if they legitimately want to fix it?
But they don't want to fix it. They want to put it off till after elections are over, and then they're really going to stick it to us. That's my view, anyway.
So you see this as politics, not as actually wanting to make what is obviously bad better.
Of course, especially Senator Heitkamp. You know, when you were talking the other day about that energy bill that Senator produced, you know, and had bipartisan support, and Heitkamp wouldn't support it, but she wrote her own instead. I mean, just it's pretty obvious, you know, for agenda. So.
By the way, we did ask Congressman Kevin Cramer about that yesterday, and he said the legislation she proposed is good legislation and a good companion piece to the other, but he also would like to see her co-sponsor that legislation that the industry has called for. But he did speak highly of the proposal, at least. I just wanted to make sure that folks heard that. Mike, appreciate the call.
You
bet. Here's my question. Number one, I think this is significant and the most newsworthy item of the day from the standpoint that when Senate Democrats are acknowledging that Obamacare is bad enough that it needs fixing, you know, that's number one. I think it's kind of a duh for most of us that have seen this coming for a long time, but an acknowledgement that politically this is starting to be painful for them and they've got to fix it. I think also the president's standing has fallen enough where they don't care whether or not he's ticked or not. They're just going to go out there and say that there's some things that need to be fixed. Here's my question. Is it fixable? In other words, they're proposing ideas that will make the Affordable Care Act work better. By and large, the political opposition here says, scrap it. Start from scratch. There's no fixing this thing. You can't fix it. So I want to know what you listeners think about fixing it. They have a number of ideas here. And in general, they say it will offer more convenient and greater access to coverage, providing greater choice and increasing affordability, improving flexibility for workers and businesses. They're laying out a lot of pain points from this thing, and ultimately are suggesting it'll make it better. Is that doable? Jeff in Fargo, what do you think? Can you fix it?
Good morning, you guys. I don't know if you guys remember Mitch McConnell a few months back said that, remember Harry Reid changed the rules to 60 to 51 votes? Well, Mitch McConnell said he's going to change it back to 60. So what's going to happen when the Republicans take the Senate this November? Mitch McConnell is going to change it back, and Chucky Schmucky Schumer is going to filibuster, and they're not going to get 60 votes to repeal this communist health care system. So that previous caller is 100% right.
All right. Appreciate that. Jeff, thank you very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's another comment that just came in off air on the Obamacare question.
Hi, yes, I wanted to leave a comment about Heitkamp and Manchin's push and the rest of them's push to try to fix the Affordable Care Act. Listen, my standing on this is the Democrats voted for this health care bill without even reading it. Let them own it. I don't think it needs to be fixed. I think it needs to be thrown in the garbage. I think it needs to be repealed and replaced completely with something else. We wouldn't be in this problem if it wasn't for the Democrats and this stupid Affordable Care Act. So I don't think there's anything that the Democrats could do to fix it that I would remotely be interested in.
Is he right or wrong? Let us know your view on what's on your mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Warmer weather and snow melting means one thing. It's time for the Max Spring Sale. Find great deals like a 2-inch by 27-foot tie-down for only $10.99. Save $100 on a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill combo kit. Great 5 volts, only $1.69 per pound. $3.99 for a 40-pound bag of softener salt. Rope, cable, tools, they're all on sale now during Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefald on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I just heard you guys mention that those college students that couldn't name a single senator in the United States. And the sad thing is that those are the people that are elected our president. And I'd like to make a point, and I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I know during both sides getting out the vote, you know, telling everybody they need to get out and vote. In my opinion, if you don't know anything about the politics or the candidates that are running, stay home because you're only hurting our country. Just my opinion. But anyways, I thank you for your time.
We want your opinion and appreciate the call. That one came in during the break. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Here's Ken in Tioga. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
Very good. Hey. Thanks for listening and for giving us a jingle this morning.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a question for, I guess it's a realistic scenario. This health care thing got passed in 2010 in the midterms with a Democratic-controlled House and Senate. If I'm in 20, this November, if it slips back to a Republican-controlled House and Senate, and we do scrap this whole thing, number one, is it realistic from the insurance company's point of view? And two, maybe you guys are brighter on this subject than I am, but how many votes would it take to bypass a presidential veto, assuming that we did get the House and the Senate?
Yeah, well, that's probably going to be a tall order because obviously if they do take back the Senate, it's going to be a squeaker. It's not going to be a veto-proof majority probably in either chamber unless there's just some absolute wave election. What was your first point, Ken, your first question? You still there, Ken? Oh, we lost him.
Maybe not.
You remember his first question? Yeah, he had a question I couldn't totally understand on the first one about how to do it. But obviously, it doesn't sound like Ken is suggesting that this is fixable. And, you know, the senators believe it is. These Democratic senators are saying, here's some ideas that'll make the act, the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, work better. And that's the big question. Can it be fixed? Or might that be lipstick on a pig, so to speak? Use a popular vernacular. You tell us at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's another call on a different topic.
Yeah, I think Obamacare is just like Hillary Care, but whatever it is, it's almost like they gave us a Whopper where you could have it your own way, but we're going to order it with everything, and then you can take a knife and scrape off what you don't like. And believe me, you won't get a bad taste in your mouth. You won't taste the ketchup or the mustard once you wipe it off if you don't like it. But here's your Whopper, and that's the way I feel about it, and I think the Democrats are just trying to protect themselves, and I will never forget the fact that Conrad was the one that came out of that office holding up the Obamacare saying it passed, so thank you much.
Now, that is quite an analogy there. I don't know if I grasp all of that Whopper Burger King analogy. I'm going to play that one more time.
Yeah, I think Obamacare is just like Hillary Care, but whatever it is. It's almost like they gave us a Whopper where you could have it your own way, but we're going to order it with everything, and then you can take a knife and scrape off what you don't like. And believe me, you won't get a bad taste in your mouth. You won't taste the ketchup or the mustard once you wipe it off if you don't like it. But here's your Whopper, and that's the way I feel about it.
I love that. So you can have it your own way, but it's got everything on it because it makes it easier for us, and then you just scrape off what you don't like. Oh, that's priceless. Is that creating a visual for you at all, Todd?
Well, I was going to say, ask anybody who wants to order a burger but doesn't want pickles. It's not acceptable to open the bun and flick off the pickles. I know it sounds simple, but it's not. That's a turnoff. Similarly, so
you know
is
why?
This.
You end up wearing the pickle is the problem.
Right. A better comparison point would be mustard or ketchup. I don't want mustard, I don't want ketchup, and then they put it on there. You can't just scrape that off easily. And again, the same follows with this. You can't just tell everybody to scrape off what you don't want.
By the way, I always order burgers without pickles. When they do come with pickles, then you do have to do the scrape off, and I agree. It does not work, so I'm with that caller all the way. Here's another one. This one is actually on the minimum wage topic.
Yeah, I'd like to add in my 2 cents for the minimum wage debate. Minimum wage artificially prices low-skill, low-wage labor. The way I see it, if a person wants to be paid what he's worth, eliminate the income tax. The government that's making the person feel worthless, they're the ones taking the pay, they're the ones stealing the pay from the worker, not the business. The business is in it to make money, and they're in it to invest in their employees to make more money. That's just how I see it. Eliminate the income tax, especially for those who have big employees. That way they keep more. The way I see it, it's the government's fault, not the business's fault.
By the way, that's an interesting approach on the minimum wage debate. I don't think you'll ever get Democrats to go along with eliminating a tax, quite honestly. So politically, I'm not sure that's attainable. I would love to see that debate be a very important part of our upcoming legislative session in North Dakota, especially with these new budget numbers showing, the surplus greater than obviously anticipated in what's going on there. I think you're hearing more and more and more about that as well. South Dakota works for them, so it seems to me it makes some sense. Here's an email on the minimum wage debate. And by the way, we do have a debate about that coming up at the top of next hour. And welcome your input on that as well. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Lots of great comments today on our news of the day, so keep weighing in here. John sends a note, says, simple formula on the minimum wage. When an employee finds himself in need of employees, I'm sorry, when an employer finds himself in need of employees, he needs to ask himself this: what is the lowest wage I can offer to attract qualified candidates who will provide greater value than that amount? This determines the minimum wage for that position. If it's $3 an hour, this is what he needs to pay to fill the position. If it's $40 an hour, so be it. Wages are to be earned, not indexed against the cost of living. Want to spend more money? Earn more. Ask any business owner how their wages index. Get the government out of it. Novel concept, getting the government out of it. But I certainly agree with you, John, and appreciate the email very much. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 is our number on What's on Your Mind. A lot of calls coming in off here today. Press 2, we want to talk to you, folks.
Yeah, this is Ray from Nandan. Obamacare is a communistic law to take control of your life, take away your freedom of choice. Bottom line, it is communism. The Democrats, only the Democrats, passed this law.
All right, so I'm going to take Ray and Mandan's comment to mean that you can't fix this. That's one of the questions we're asking, because we have significant news today in that Senators Heitkamp, Landrieu, Begich, Lander, Louisiana, red state, Begich, Alaska, red state, Warner, Virginia, swing state, King, who's independent from Maine, and I think Maine is kind of a swing state, I guess, isn't it? Probably a little more blue, though. And Manchin from West Virginia. And Manchin, Landrieu, Begich have been, you know, pretty toe-in-the-water supporters of Obama, without question. 800-228-0550. By the way, we have a guest from the State Fair to tell you about the grandstand lineup, and then back to more of your calls on the news of the day here on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. They're building save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties. Fastest shipping in the industry and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guns. I called this thing a white elephant about a year or so ago. It'll never fly. If it's so doggone good, how come all the people that put this Obamacare together going to drop their health care and be the first ones to sign up and show us that it's going to work? It'll never fly.
White elephants don't fly, I guess, do they? Anyway, more comments on the Obamacare. We asked the question because a press release was put out early this morning from Senator Heitkamp and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other Democratic senators saying that they would like to make the Affordable Care Act work better. In fact, here's the exact quote from Senator Heitkamp. I've long said there are some good pieces of the health care reform law and some pieces that need to be fixed. Today we're announcing needed fixes to improve the parts of the law that could work better for families and businesses across North Dakota, as I pledged to do since before joining the Senate. It only makes sense that we continue to improve on the law so it can help more families that access affordable quality health care. Already the law is providing coverage for those with pre-existing conditions, putting consumers before insurance companies, and ending lifetime and annual caps, but we can do more. I hope Democrats and Republicans will join us to find real solutions for more families. So our question to you, is it fixable? Do you applaud Senator Heitkamp for joining these to acknowledge that it needs fixing, that it's not working? By the way, I do consider this a bit of a change for Senator Heitkamp. When we spoke with her on a hour-long edition of What's on Your Mind, this issue came up. A caller had called in with a specific issue and addressed it to her, and her rebuttal to it was that the criticism was partisan, that all of the complaints about Obamacare were coming from Republicans, basically. And I pushed back on that, saying, you know, I don't get that sense that it's partisan. I get the sense that it's people of all political stripes and even folks that are apolitical that see their health care insurance going up, their premiums going up, the costs going up, not being able to keep doctors, there's issues with the, deductibles going through the roof. And so I would, I think while it might not be enough for many of the folks we're hearing from, I think it's significant politically that there's enough obvious disdain for Obamacare that a group of Democrats like this come out and say it needs fixing. Now, whether or not you can fix it, that's a whole other thing, and that's what we're asking about. But I think she does deserve credit for acknowledging what many of you have said, that it needs fixing. But can it be fixed? Or does it need to be scrapped? What's your view of this? We want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to be hearing from the folks at the State Fair here in a little bit, too. So, but in the meantime, call us. Greg in Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Greg.
Hi, I got a question for you on Heidi Heitkamp's Facebook page. She tells everybody to hurry up and sign up by this Obama health care by the 31st of March. Now all of a sudden she gets on there and says that they have to have some fixes and things. I don't think she's read that health care. thing. She's just coming on and spewing that Democratic stuff, and they're trying to get it because of this election coming up. They're saying, oh, we'll do some fixes and things like this here. But she's not facing the real fact is that the majority of the people don't like it. If it was so great, why do they only have, what, 8-10 million people signed up for it out of all the people in the U.S.? I'd like to know what she's got to say about that. Thanks.
Well, those are good questions for, by the way, the deadline thing is an interesting story in and of itself because it was, again, a deadline that was a product of an extension that they previously said they would not extend, and then they threw that out this week that they were, in fact, extending it. So here we go again. All right, let's see here. John Williston, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Curious, we've spent probably $1 million on this website, or $1 trillion, I should say. It's not done. Why didn't we just use all that money we've done on a website to pay for everybody's insurance? Seems ridiculous. We throw all this money, and then now us taxpayers got to go ahead and dig in our pockets for even more.
Yeah, because there's probably the one pain point that there was some agreement on, that the amount of people that were uninsured, that didn't want to be uninsured, by the way, because there's a fair amount of uninsured folks who are uninsured by design. But folks that were uninsured for whatever reason and legitimately wanted insurance, that was the problem that needed to be fixed. And so what we do, we threw the baby out with the bathwater and have a big, big mess on our hands there. Agree with you completely, John. Thanks for the call. Brett Steele, what's on your mind today? You're next.
Morning, Scott. I just want to make a quick comment about Obamacare. A part of it, too, you know, is insurance coverage, but I think a lot of people are confusing the right to cover insurance coverage with the right to actual health care. I used to work on a rural ambulance, and people were always so concerned, you know, it's like, oh, with this Obamacare, do I still get the level of care? Well, you still get emergency care. That's law already in the book. You know, a lot of people, I believe, are confused between the right to emergent care versus having insurance.
Although, you know, if you have less doctors practicing and the quality goes down, you might have access to the care, but it might not be to the level of quality you're used to. But you're right. That hasn't changed, right? What has changed is mandating that you have to have health care insurance or you get
a
penalty.
That's right, yeah. And it just violates the Commerce Clause, even though the Supreme Court kind of stepped around that, like, you know, pranced around it more like saying that it was a tax and it was legal and not a mandate, which is illegal. But force you to, like, I would never force you to buy my car, you know. I'm not going to go to the legislature and say, hey, I want Scott Hannon to buy my car, and he better do it, or else I'm going to fine him for not doing it. You know, it's the same thing.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah. Does that ever work? Is the long arm of law ever work to try and force behavior? Well, most of our listeners aren't too thrilled with the idea that you can fix this. Brett, appreciate the call. Brian, Jamestown, Bob, Fergus Falls, Bob Grafton, John and Fargo all waiting to weigh in. We do have Renee here, however, so we're going to chat with her about the state fair lineup, something a little more pleasant. We probably can all agree on that. Mandating all of us to go to the state fair would be a better idea than mandating health care. Renee Corzalane is here. How are you, Renee?
I am great.
Renee is the manager of the of the North Dakota State Fair, and I'll bet you're excited. Why are you excited, Renee?
Well, we finally got to release our entertainment, and it's a great, great lineup. Can I start telling you about it?
I can't wait. I want to know. Load me up.
All right. We're going to open up Friday night, July 18th, with Lady Antebellum. Saturday night, July 19th, is John Cougar Mellencamp. Sunday, July 20th, the Charlie Daniels Band. Both Lady A and Charlie Daniels had been booked for our 2011 fair when we got flooded out, so we finally got to bring them back. The Monday and Tuesday is Enduro Race and Hobby Stock Races. Wednesday night is Randy Hauser. Thursday night is Florida Georgia Line. Friday night is 3 Days Grace, and Saturday night is Brad Paisley.
Wow, there's a dandy, huh?
Yeah.
Now, that's a great lineup, and great to have Lady Antebellum and Charlie Daniels back, plus some dandies, John Cougar and Florida Georgia Line and Brad Paisley. Is it tough You said you finally got to announce it. Is this difficult getting to this point, Renee?
Well, actually, we had all of the most of the big concerts lined up in early January. But, boy, that last one, to put that last one into place, it just took us a long time to get it in place so we could announce. All the country shows, there's five country shows, the two nights of races, at the same price of $85 to go to all of those big acts, which I'm really proud to say. The rock concert, same price as there. John Mellencamp for $65. And you can go to 3 days grace for only $15 if you buy it at the same time as you buy John Cougar's tickets. $25 on its own. April 8th.
Can you buy
I'm sorry.
When can you buy tickets
at 8 a.m.?
Okay, that's when we start. You can't wait to tell me that, can you?
I can't. I wanted to get it in. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Just put that right on your calendar. April 8th. And bright and early, that's when the tickets will go on sale.
8 a.m. Please go to our website, which is ndstatefair.com, and you can buy all of your tickets for the grandstand, the bull riding, which is Monday and Tuesday, ranch rodeo, Wednesday, Thursday, season gate passes, mega ride, April 8th at 8 a.m. You can buy it all online, or you can come to our window, or you can call us here at the office, 852-FAIR.
It's going to be a great July at the State Fair, that's for sure. What is the biggest ticket as far as your price tag that you have to pay out of that talent lineup? Who's the big draw? Is it Paisley?
Yeah, I would say he's right at the top. But boy, when you've got acts like Florida Georgia Line and Lady A, they're all right up there. John Cougar, I mean, it's all big. So,
what do you have to pay for big name concert talent these days? What's the range?
Oh man, you're hitting anywhere from 400,000, 500,000 percentage of ticket sales. It's all variables.
So
it's big stuff. So
you're talking about each act, the bigger acts. That's what they get.
Every act. Yes.
Holy buckets!
And so if we can continue to bring in the crowds that we do, we continue to offer the great price. But you can't go to a Brad Paisley concert anywhere and just his concert and get that kind of a ticket, I don't believe. So, we're making a great offer. We're proud to do it. And the people have been really good to us. It's only because they support it does it work.
NDStateFair.com. The act's going to be a great July with a great lineup. And all of these go on sale in the great packages at the great price point, April 8th, 8 a.m.
Yes.
Sounds great. Now, make sure you bring back that that food fun too. I love that. I love that little contest with all the fun
food. Absolutely,
we will
do that. And we also got to tell the people it's time to start getting your projects ready. 4-H and FFA. That's the heart of the State Fair here in Minot, and we want everyone to get their projects ready. 4-H, FFA, adults, everyone. We had over 40,000 of them last year, and we want to keep that tradition going.
That's what the fair is all about.
That's
for sure.
What we're about.
Thanks, Renee. Appreciate
Thank
the update. You bet. Lady A, Charlie Daniels, John, Brad Paisley, Florida Georgia Line. Oh, my folks. NDStateFair.com and put that on your calendar right now for April 8th so you get the good seats at the good price. Okay. When we come back, let's see who's been waiting the longest. Bob in Grafton, then Brian in Jamestown, then John in Fargo on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of corrective action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, folks, been waiting away in a while here. Let's get back to those phones at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. John Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
I don't know why the Republicans or the conservatives or whatever people call yourself, I don't know why you're not a little happier. I mean, I'm a Democrat, and I live in Fargo, and so I suffer a lot of pain at election time in general. But they're going to, the Republicans or conservatives or whatever, they're going to win big this year. And they can celebrate and carry on. And the only way that my party has any hope, I think, would be if we could clone your poet there at your radio station and get him working in every Republican campaign. We could probably win all the elections. But short of that, that guy, he's poisoned. But anyway, the problem is, for you guys, you're going to win big and you're going to be happy and it's going to be terrific. But time's going to go on, and more people are going to sign up for the thing, slower or faster, whatever. But in the final analysis, in two more years, in that election, all you'll have had is more whining and crying and complaining by Republicans. They won't be able to overthrow anything, and a much stronger candidate that won't take the abuse that Barack Obama has taken from the right will emerge, be it Hillary or any number of other Democrats, and they'll win in 16, and life goes on, and there you go.
So, all right. Well, so John thinks conservatives ought to be a little happier there. Put a smile on your face, folks. Bob Grafton, get you in here. What's on your mind? You're next on the program. Go ahead.
Thank you, guys. Good morning. Trying to deal with a liberal or a Democrat who's a hard left liberal is like trying to reason with a drunk. Listen, the nation will be happier. Forget political titles. The nation will be happier. Let me get to my point. You know, the Democrats are doing exactly what Rush Limbaugh predicted that they would do, is they're going to distance themselves. This is not what we voted for. It's been changed so much. Well, then, like, I would say exactly the same thing he said. Well, then why did you sit idly by and allow all these changes to happen? We've got Roberts, the Supreme Court Justice, changing legislation. We've got judges in other states overturning voters' say in what they vote on. You got the crooked IRS, who is supposed to be the collectors and the muscle behind the Affordable Care Act. Heidi Heitkamp and the Democrats have sealed their fate. They can try to clean up the mess all they want, but the stain will never be removed from the American people's mind. More people have lost their health care that they had and gone into so much trouble and despair with this abomination called the Health Care Act. It's unbelievable. The level of corruption. They can try to clean the mess and distance themselves from the mess all they want, but the stain in our memories in this nation will never be removed. And come this election cycle, we are going to fundamentally change the Senate and keep the House. And things are going to be a lot different. And that's what I believe is going to happen.
All right, appreciate that call, Bob. I'm going to try and get to everybody here. Phyllis in Mulbridge, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I want to address the Obamacare.
Yes.
The treaty said as long as the water flows and the grass is green, but as Native American, we still have to fight for that health care. We still don't get that health care free. I have had some medical problems, and I had $4,000 worth of medical bills, and that Indian Health Service is refusing me to pay it, and then I have to go through Baltimore, Maryland to appeal it, you know. I said, so we don't get free health care either down on the reservation.
Despite the fact that you are entitled to it through the treaty, is what you're saying, Phyllis.
Yes, as long as the grass is green and the water flows, but we have to fight for our health care.
There you go. I like that analogy. Thank you. Tom, Lake of the Woods, you're next on What's on Your Mind. We're rolling through as many of these as we can before the break here. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to respond to the Democrat from Fargo. He said the next Democrat president might be a stronger candidate who won't take the abuse. And I guess I'm wondering, we already have Obama who's turned the IRS on to us. He's got the NSA on us. What will a stronger candidate do to keep the Republicans from speaking? I guess that concerned me a little bit, how he phrased that. I thought we saw enough pushback from Obama on free speech, but I guess we're in for more if a Democrat wins the next presidential election. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for listening, Tom. Veronica McLaughlin, South Dakota. You got about a half a minute here. Veronica, what's on your mind?
I'm calling in concerns about our people. The chief of police is having the BIA police to be abusing our enrolled members, and then that's not right. It says protect and to serve. I don't see it. We're all being abused and being attacked, you know. We need different areas to have peace instead of, you know, abusing each other and that power and controlling. That's my comment.
Where is that happening at, Veronica? You mentioned chief
Standing
of police.
Standing Rock Sioux Tribe.
Standing Rock Sioux Tribe.
Yeah.
And the police chief and or the BIA are both?
The police having abusing the people, you know. Picking them up and abusing them, hitting them. juicing them up, you know.
Is there an active investigation going on about this right now, standing
well, room? I hope you have help about looking into this. You know?
All right, Veronica, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. A debate on the minimum wage when we come back, and we'll check into more of that story at Standing Rock, too. Thanks, Veronica.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.